You are with Phoenix FM. We are here at the Flag Factory Festival here in Hutton, and joining me are some slightly cold members of Tenapenny. Good afternoon, gents.
Good afternoon.
First things first, reacquaint yourselves with our listeners.
I'm Nick the drummer.
I'm Brad the guitarist and backing vocalist.
I'm Dan the part-time model.
I'm Mo the bassist.
Yes, indeed. Always good for a band to have a part-time model in there, isn't it?
And no singer.
And no singer. So you of course joined us on Phoenix FM back in July. But for people who aren't so familiar with Tenapenny, where are you all from?
We're based in Havering. We're from Romford, Upminster, Dagenham, just all of Cranham, all around Havering basically. And we've been together. I'm a new member of the band. I've been in the band since January this year, 2013. And the boys have been going 3 years before me. They were the three-piece for 3 years, and they'd been perfecting the music that they'd written and went out and started touring it, and I joined in January, and we're pushing through. Just released our first single on iTunes and Spotify and everything else. And, pushing forward towards recording our first album. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. How would you describe Tenapenny's sound, and how has it evolved over the years?
Well, obviously, having another guitarist has given us another dimension, I guess. This gives us a chance to sort of fill out our music. I mean, it's all kind of indie rock sort of stuff. But we draw a lot of influences, you know, Bob Dylan and people like that. More Mo when he gets into his acoustic-y, folky kind of thing. So, you know, we don't want to sound like everything that's out there at the moment. We want to be kind of different, but with an element of what's already out there, if you like. So, different. The same but different.
Well, every one of us listens to different music as well. Mo's into quite heavy stuff. Mo likes his... what do you like, Mo?
Don't know what I like, really. If it sounds good, it's great, basically, kind of thing. But I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan, so anything from that era, I'm down with that.
But it all goes in the mix. It all goes in the mix, and what comes out hopefully sounds like us, and people can hear Tenapenny and say, right, that sounds like them. All right, I like that. So, it's a mix of every influence that we listen to, really, and it all comes together, hopefully, quite nicely. We'll see in a minute when we're about to go on stage.
Yes, indeed. And you can tell some of the answers in this interview have been better rehearsed than others.
What does he mean? What do you mean?
What can people expect from a Tenapenny live show?
You'd have to come see us to find that one out. No, I mean, we like to be energetic on stage. We like to get everyone going. Hopefully we can get all these people here going, because it's freezing cold, it's rainy and grey, and hopefully we can bring a bit of sunshine to their lives today. And get everyone going, you know what I mean? Hopefully.
The festival started with a few acoustic bands, we've seen a few acoustic sets, and we're going to hopefully be the first band to really ramp it up. So it's cold, it's just starting to rain as well. So hopefully everyone can get undercover and just go for it and stab it, hopefully, yeah.
The fact you're in a tent helps, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You can get all nice and sweaty, Mr. Drummer Man.
It's gonna be warm, but if you don't come off hot and sweaty, you ain't worked, have you?
Okay, so after today at Flag Factory Festival, what does the rest of the year hold for Tenapenny?
Well, go on, you take
it away then. We're hoping to record an EP, hopefully by summer of next year, of an LP. We want to put our own show on, actually. So this would be a good push for that. We want to put our own show on, get a couple of bands involved, hire out a venue and do our own thing. Preferably in Romford. So it's really, you won't be able to tell us an interview, but it's actually really pissing down now. We want to do our own thing. We want to put our own show on, and we want to get an EP together, really. Hopefully by the end of the year.
And as of Tuesday, we've got a battle of the bands on Tuesday. It's a one-night thing. Record company executives are watching us, and they're going to judge on the five bands that are playing. And the winner gets a day in a studio with an engineer and a producer. And if you win, and you get 500 copies of what you make. So that could be the next single. So we're going to wait to see how we get on Tuesday. But you can check out tenapennymusic.com to find out how we got on. We won't post it if we lose. So just forget it if we lose. But
if we're going to win, it's okay.
Also, another thing is we've got we've already recorded one for the EP kind of thing. So hopefully we'll be releasing that soon to plug it up and anything like that. So. Hopefully, everybody sees an EP by the end of the year.
Excellent. Well, tenapennymusic.com is the place to go to find out more. Good luck with the show today, and also good luck with the Battle of the Bands event as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tenapenny.